Blog Talk Radio.
Good evening, listeners. Good evening, and welcome to another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. I am your host, Joyce Kiles, the Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life, where our mission is to provide tangible resources for individuals who are affected by domestic violence. And by tangibles, we mean anything that you can see, hear, feel, taste, or touch. So we love being able to go out into the community and to be able to provide resources for those who are affected by DV, whether it's man, woman, or child. We want to make sure that the communities are aware of the resources. We want to make sure that the community is educated about what domestic violence is, the different types of abuse, and where to go for help, support, and services. So it is my pleasure to bring this segment of Boots on the Ground to you, as I do each and every Monday from 5:30 until 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. And for those of you who are listening for the very first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. We do hope that we will do and or say something that will encourage you to not only return next week, but to encourage others to tune in and listen as well. And you all know that for the longtime listeners, you know I'm very excited about this show. I'm very passionate about this work. And I am especially honored to have with us on the show today our very special guest, who is from one of my hometowns. I'm actually a Chicago native, but when I don't claim Chicago as my hometown, my second hometown is Blytheville, Arkansas. And I am so pleased to be able to share with you that our special guest for today is currently residing in Blytheville, Arkansas. We are pleased to welcome evangelist Rhonda Hodges to our show. Rhonda is a mother, a wife, a gospel recording artist, an advocate, and one of the directors and mentors for Daddy's Diamonds, which is a mentoring program for young ladies ages 10 through 18. And she's also the founder of Pursuing Excellence Marriage Ministries, which aids in giving seminars and mentoring to married couples and stressing the importance of the founding principles of marriage. And so without further ado, I will introduce to some and present to others none other than one of my former classmates and dear friends and advocates in this work, evangelist Rhonda Hodges. So, Rhonda, welcome to the show.
Thank you, Joyce. Thank you so much for having me on. I'm so excited. I'm very delighted to be here, to be a part of such an awesome, you know, not only opportunity, but to be a part of something that's helping in the fight for domestic violence, because I'm so passionate about that.
Well, and, you know, and we were talking right before the show, and for you all that didn't hear, of course, pre-show, this is a woman who is on fire, on a mission, has a plan, has a purpose, very focused, and is extremely passionate. And she was supposed to be on our show last month, and I had to reschedule, and I'm so glad that, you know, there's no mistakes in the way that God works. He designed it so that it would be tonight that you would be on the show. So, Ron, I'm just going to jump right in. I'm going to ask you a couple of questions. One, just how long have you been ministering in this way, and how can people get in touch with you?
Well, I have actually been ministering. I've been doing ministry for about 15 years, and I just recently got out of some domestic violence, you know, shortly before the dating phase with my husband before we got married, and I was a little shy. People didn't receive it, and so, you know, you stop telling your story, which was just the worst thing that you could do. So about 10 years ago, I was like, I don't care. There were some different things happening I was seeing in our communities, young girls in the high schools with boyfriends, and it just, you know, it really saddened my heart. And I said, well, I'm just going to tell my story. You know, my husband and I have always been community-based and have a very good rapport with the people in our area and even outside of our area. And so I thought, I'm just going to tell the story and trust God for greater things, because I just wish somebody had been there to help me. I wish I had had the guts to tell my story or to say I need help. And so I wanted to be that person. So for 10 years now. So the best way to get in touch with me is I have an email address, which is rhondahodgesministries@gmail.com. And then I also, my website is www.rhondahodges.org. And then I also like to keep a phone number. I have a landline phone, and my number is 870-763-1322. So that is
and
the best
those
way to get in touch with me, in any of those.
All right. And I want people to know and understand, too, that if you're a new listener, I always share our guest information on our fan page, our web page. You can find us on Walking Into a New Life, which is on Facebook, as well as Boots on the Ground. So that has a Facebook page all its own. So there are lots of ways to be able to connect with our guests, be able to go back and listen to the replays. So if you missed something, or if you hopped on late, or you may have had to step away and then have to come back, don't feel like the information is going to be lost. So my next question, I guess, Rhonda, would be for you is to just, in your own words, feel free to share as little or as much as you care to about specifically, you know, what changed for you, or what was that defining moment for you that made you feel that this is the field that I want to get into. This is what I want to pursue as a life's passion.
Well, you know, I've done so much just down through the years, speaking, of course, in the different churches. I've always been big into outreach ministries in the schools. And, you know, you see the young girls, you develop a relationship with them, and then they trust you. And so I grew up in it, you know, not asking for anything. I watched my mom. My mom went through. My dad almost killed her. You know, we lived in Memphis, Tennessee at the time. And I said, I never let that happen to me. That wouldn't happen to me. Then, you know, from there, you know, even before, you know, I was dealing with child molestation. And so from there, I was like, you know, just seemed to be open target and just always having to just fight, you know. And then I got into this really bad relationship and almost lost my life. You know, just different things that I went through, from being pistol whipped, drugged down dirt roads, fighting for my life. I've been burned. I've been almost put in an oven. I've got scars on my arms. But, you know, I used to look at them and I used to say, you know, I left that relationship feeling like the ugly duckling. Literally, like when I met my husband, my husband now. When we were dating, I mean, I walked with my head down. I was sorry for everything. I was sorry for being sorry. And I remember telling God, you know, because the last time I was with that individual, he raped me. And people don't understand, well, how can you be raped if that's your boyfriend? How can you be raped if that's your husband? Because at that point, I was fighting for my life. And then he wanted to just do his business on me. And I was like, no, you know, but I had fought, I had no strength, and I had no strength to get him off of me. And he cursed me during the whole time. And I remember it like it was yesterday. He called me all out of my name while he was doing his business, if I can say, on top of me. And I remember crying. I remember going to the bathroom and just trying to keep the water hot enough to make myself clean. And I never felt clean enough. And I asked God if he would just save me, because I was going to church, but the church wasn't in me. And so I thought, I don't want nobody else to feel the way I'm feeling today. I've had to fight for my life. I've almost been left for dead. I've been choked out, and now I've been raped. I thought, I don't know for a woman if it just gets any worse. And I was 19. And so,
oh wow,
I just had this, you know, this something in me that said, you're better than this. I don't know where I'm gonna start. My mother never knew. I never shared the story. All she knew was we had a bad fight, and I told her I was ready to come home, because she had no idea. Mm-hmm. He stalked me. I went through all of that. And so, you know, I thank God that my husband now was not afraid, and, you know, we didn't have to get the restraints and do all those type of things. And I see him to this day, and, you know, he think we're supposed to be friends. But I do share my story at every when I speak at the colleges, when I speak at the high schools, because it's increasing now. And so that's why I do what I do, because I've gone through it. I've lived it. I'm not somebody that just watched it on TV. And when I see certain things on TV like that, it brings back the memories. But now I can say, Lord, I thank you, because I don't go into that shell like a snail or like the turtle. I rise above the cage and say, you know what? I can help somebody else do better. And that's my mission. That's why I do empowerment, because – Nobody, you know, empowered me. My mom couldn't empower me because she didn't know. So that's why I do what I do.
Well, and, you know, Rhonda, I had no idea. I had some idea. Otherwise, I wouldn't have asked you to be a guest on our show because I knew that you had a mighty word to share with the listening audience. I knew that going in. But I had no idea to the extent of the trauma that you have lived. And I'm so grateful to know you. And for those of you, you know, you're listening and you may not know who Rhonda is in terms of her aesthetics, her appearance. But let me tell you all, this is a beautiful woman. I mean, she's beautiful on the inside, but she is a very beautiful woman on the outside. So, you know, when we talk all the time about thank God that we don't look like what we've been through, you definitely exemplify that because you are a beautiful woman. I have always thought that of you. So to
thank
know that you have gone through what you have, you are so welcome. I wouldn't say it if it weren't true. You have gone through so much. You know, and you have overcome and you're able to share. And I love that you do it with such passion and such openness and such transparency. That is one of the things that really encouraged me to start doing this show in the first place. I wanted to be able to bring to the listening audience individuals who have walked the walk. They're not just talking it. They've walked it. They've lived it. They've survived it. And they're willing to share their experiences to help someone else. And sometimes, you know, I've had some people who are well-known celebrities on this show. I've had some that no one has ever heard their name. And yet their experiences are very similar, and their desire to help is the same. So I am just so, so very pleased to have you on here. And just thank you so much for your honesty and your transparency. One of the things that you mentioned that I find very profound, for lack of a better word at this point, is that the fact that you shared your experiences, and this happened to you at 19. You were still a teen at that point.
Yeah.
You know, and I think that's a very, very important point to hone in on. You know, I just did an event on Saturday called Stop in the Name of Love. I was one of the panelists on Saturday, and it was to teenagers. And that was the thing that I wanted them to understand, and their parents, you know, and caregivers that were there. I wanted them to understand that, you know, in my case, at 16, I thought I was in love. At 17, I, you know, had a child. At 18, I'm married, and by 24, I'm jumping out of a window fearing for my life. And I really wanted them to understand that this started when I was about their age. And so the fact that you have shared what you have and being as transparent as you are, I just thank you so much for that. I mean, I genuinely, genuinely do.
You're welcome. You are so welcome. And I'm just grateful to have the opportunity to share my story, you know, on such a platform as this.
Well, I want to jump into the next part of what I wanted to get out to our listening audience about you, and that's, one, to find out if you have any events that are coming up, and then just share with the audience about the things that you have found to be most gratifying and then disheartening about this journey that you're on.
Okay. Well, I actually do have an event coming up. It's November the 11th and 12th. Like I mentioned earlier, I have been doing ministry for about 15 years, but I just, you know, helping everybody else with their dreams and visions. And then just, you know, in the area I lived in, just afraid to step out there because women were so not, you know, not accepted, or, you know, we weren't allowed to do so, you know, this or that. And I was much younger. And so last year I just decided, you know what, I'm going to trust God. And so I am celebrating 1 year, the 1 year anniversary celebration of Rhonda Hodges Ministries. And so on November the 11th at 6:30 p.m. at Wellspring Church, which is located at 600 North Division here in Blytheville, Arkansas, I will start my celebration on that night. And then we will have a brunch on Saturday, November the 12th, starting at 10:30, and so we're getting gift bags together, We are having, we've got different panel speakers that are going to talk on different things. And my whole theme this year, because I try to, you know, I like to be led. And last year, you know, it was seasons change, and I was in a different area in my life. And so that's the way God led me, to seasons change. And as he was doing things, I began to speak things. And so different, you know, he just started opening different doors. And, of course, this being one that's just awesome. And so soaring in the spirit is our theme for this year, and that's all I've been talking about, is we're not just going to fly, but we're going to soar, because there is definitely a difference. But we have to understand that when we soar, you know, that you're going through some things, and I've gone through some things, and I'm thankful for that. And so that is what I do have upcoming, the most recent. I've been pretty busy. I do Periscope every other week on domestic violence every other Thursday at 6 o'clock. I used to do it at 5. The Lord has blessed me with a new job, and so I get off later. So now I'm going to Periscope at 6 o'clock instead of at 5. And then on Mondays, I do Monday morning medicine every other Monday opposite my Periscope. But I can also share all of that. So those are the things that I do regularly, and that's what I do have coming up. One of the disheartening things that for me in watching, reading, is, you know, watching the children. I did school nursing up until about a month ago. Watching children be, you know, get entangled into grown folk situations. We don't realize how much we affect. You know, my mom tried to protect. It was myself and two other siblings. She did the best she could, but we knew what was going on. We heard the curse words. We saw when he tried to kill her. My father was an alcoholic. Well, I remember seeing a little girl. She lost her eye because the boyfriend was mad at the mama, and he threw this brick through the car window. And although the brick didn't go all the way through, the glass shattered, and it was so much glass that, you know, so now, and she's a beautiful little girl, mm-hmm. and I thank God that, you know, she didn't have, you know, initially, of course, she had to wear the patch, and she did have a low self-esteem, but that was not her fault. I was so angry about that, yeah. Or I'd have to call DHS for suspected of child abuse, and when the child would tell you, well, mama was mad at daddy, and daddy whooped me real hard, things of that nature, that would pierce my heart. Those were the type of things that really just, even just talking about it right now, and I think because I saw it, we weren't abused as children, but we watched our mom, and now seeing these kids, they go through so much, and we don't realize as parents, right. You know, watch your kids, make sure no one is touching them in certain places and things of that nature, because all of that plays a part. You know, domestic violence covers a lot. It's not just some little dish. It covers a wide variety of different, you know, family violence, you know, child abuse, you know, child molestation. So, you know, all of that, you know, and being that I've gone through that at 7 years old, I'm very sensitive to those type of things. And so I'm looking. I'm, you know, these little girls come in. I'm like, how are you doing? You know, so I try to tell them, you know, you're beautiful. You're fearfully and wonderfully made. So that's my heart, you know.
Right.
One of the joys that I do, I enjoy seeing is when you know that young lady that has got out of it. You know, there's so many that don't. Recently we had a young lady in our area. She was burned alive, and, she, you know, she died from her burns, from her wounds.
Yes,
and,
I saw that.
Yes, that's just the most recent, and I didn't sleep for weeks. I didn't know her. I knew her sister. And, you know, it was disheartening, that being the most recent. And there were other situations that I've seen where I saw a young man just beat a girl down in the street, and, you know. And you want to stop and say, hey, you know, but you just kind of slow your car down enough to let him know that I see you, get off of her. Because, you know, you don't know if they're going to shoot you, but, you know, I want my husband, like, stay in the car, you know. But I was by myself this particular time. But I just rolled up.
Right.
I didn't ask to walk up on it. But, you know, to see the young woman get out of it, walk across the stage and graduate high school, walk across the stage and graduate college, or if she had a child, you know, she's got a job now. She doesn't feel fearful. She doesn't feel that fear. Or she married somebody that now makes her feel like a queen, the queen that she was purposed to be. That's my joy. That's why I have no problem getting up in the middle of the night and talking on the phone and praying with them and saying, you can do it. We can get you help. I work with The Haven, and actually The Haven will be at my conference. The Haven is our local community shelter for men and women of domestic violence. And so they're just also giving us different things for my gift bag for the conference, and they'll set up a table. And, you know, I've done some things where they've had different programs. I've spoke on some different panels. And so I try to put their information out there and just let people know that they are here, they are available, and if they don't have the room, they can get you where they, you know, where you need to go. And so that's my passion. That's what I, you know, what I love. I love seeing that person come out of it. You know, so many times the woman goes to jail because she was fighting for her life. And so sometimes, you know, hey, she either killed him or she, you know, beat him up so bad that she was the one that, you know, ended up going to jail. And you hear those stories and you think that can't be true. But there are laws that they're trying to change, but they're not all the way there yet. I know a young lady right now, right. She's in hiding. She's right here, you know, but I'm praying, God, just help her. Help her to soar. That's my prayer, and that's my joy. So,
yes, and it is
that's my story.
Definitely your passion, without a doubt, and I'm just going to encourage those who may have tuned in late to please go back and listen to the I assure you there has been a lot of great information that has been jam-packed into this 30 minutes. I am so pleased. To have you on our show, Evangelist Hodges. I just appreciate your energy and your spirit, and again, your transparency so very much. And as we are winding down to our last few minutes, towards the end of the show, I always share what we're doing with Walking Into a New Life and some events that we have coming up. So I always try to do that at the very end of our show to wrap up. But before that, I always ask our guests to please share any last, you know, talking points that you want to share, takeaways that you want our listening audience to get from you. And also, just quickly, too, what can we as a community do to support your efforts? So for the next few minutes, the floor is yours.
Okay. Well, again, my name is Rhonda Hodges, and I am the CEO and founder of Rhonda Hodges Empowerment Ministries. I don't just empower women, but I'm all about empowering men. I'm constantly, and you know, God is opening doors, He's blessing, and so of course I'm growing, and I'm very in. You know, my desire is to expand this ministry into, of course, you know, nationwide, statewide, wherever He leads. And so, you know, I'm always looking for volunteers, different creative ideas. I'm very open. I have a team that really pushes me and encourages me. And so if I, you know, just, you know, Joyce, just you doing this is a great start for me. You know, I noticed that you shared certain things that I post on Facebook. Again, I want to put my website out there, which is www.rhondahodges.org. We also pray with different individuals and victims and just try to help you get where you need, even if we're not in your area. So you can email me at rhondahodgesministries@gmail.com. My phone number is 870-763-1322. And, you know, I'm not this person who doesn't just talk the talk, but I walk the walk. I'm very passionate about what I do. I'm a community girl and I'm a country girl, but I love God. I love God's people. And I just want to see them become the people that He has destined for them to be. You know, I deal with the young women, but I also deal with women that are older. It's no problem for me. And so, again, I just want to say thank you. I appreciate you, Joyce, for this opportunity. I pray that God will continue to bless your ministry and your hands and everything that you are doing for allowing me this opportunity. And I just want to say to those of you that are out there that are still in that fight, you are not by yourself. There is no excuse for abuse. Tell somebody. Get the help that you need. You know, there's 1-800 numbers for the domestic national hotline. Find your area, you know, where there's, you know, the phone number in your area. If you, for those listeners from Blytheville, Mississippi County, the number here is 870-532-6669. You know, and make that phone call to get you the help that you need, because God is not intent for any, you're not a punching bag. You are a princess destined to be a queen. Thank you so much.
Thank you so very much, Evangelist Rhonda Hodges. You have truly been an inspiration. I love the fact that you have been so open with our guests. And I'm just going to take a moment and just encourage each of you to take the information that you have heard today, take it, apply it, share it. You know, if you were late getting on the show, go back and listen to the replay. We will be sharing this information on our different outlets, whether it be Facebook, you know, Instagram. We share all around. So as I said at the top of the show, if it's something that you did happen to miss, if you're following us on Facebook as Walking Into a New Life, if you go to our website at WIANL.org, or if you're following the Boots on the Ground show on Facebook, Twitter, you know, there are lots of ways to get in touch with us. I'm going to just sincerely ask that you go back, listen to this replay, take the information and share it within your circle of influence. Together we can make a change. We can make a tangible difference in the way that domestic violence is viewed and the way that resources are distributed. Please don't think that your amount is too small. Anything that you have to give financially, you know, even if all you have is your time, you have no idea how priceless just giving of your time can be. I think so many times people think that they, if they can't give any money, then they don't have anything to share. You know, people have gifts and talents from all walks, and we need that in this fight, because there are all walks of life who are dealing with domestic violence. So as we come to a close, I just again want to say thank you, Evangelist Rhonda Hodges, for being our very special guest. And as I shared at the top of the show, this is someone that I do know. I know well, a former classmate. She is married to my dear friend, and I think we are actually related in some way, Monty and I. but Tanya, Monty, all of them, we are all claiming cousins in school, even if we aren't. So we are all friends and family when it comes to ministry, when it comes to doing the work and being out in the field. And so for that reason alone, we are connected. So even if the bloodline isn't there, the line for peace, truth, justice, and working together for change is within all of us. So I want to encourage our listeners to please take advantage of the information that's been given. Again, I'm Joyce Kyles, Executive Director of Walking Into a New Life. And this weekend, we're hosting, along with Katrina Kimball and Pearl Walker, we're hosting our second annual Pink and Purple event. And so this was something that was actually started by Katrina Kimball, who is very much into health, wellness, and has personal connections to both DV awareness as well as breast cancer awareness, which is both celebrated in October. So this was something that she pulled together, and we're doing this now for a second year. So if you're in Memphis, we're asking that you come to Legacy Locks and Styles on Elvis Presley Boulevard. The information, again, is on our social media pages. So please come out. It's absolutely free. It's from 12 until 2 p.m. And then the following Saturday, I am so pleased to share that we're having our sixth annual Men's Domestic Violence Awareness Program, and where we actually honor men in the community who are working in the field. It allows men to come together to see and socialize and engage with other men to receive tips, mentoring, healthy relationship information. So it's always a good time. And, again, that event is free as well. So with that, I want to close out the show. I want to thank all of our listeners for tuning in each and every week. And, again, if this is your first time tuning in, I hope and pray that it will not be your last. Evangelist Rhonda Hodges, may you continue to be blessed in your walk, in your journey, and your purpose. It is heartfelt. It is appreciated, and I thank you so much for being our guest, and we look forward to having each and every one of you return next Monday for another broadcast of Boots on the Ground. I'm Joyce Kyles. Be blessed.
Be blessed.